voluntarily ill, and the police are coming and wave his hands. And one of the ladies that has Alice, A-L-Y-C-E, she's been there for a very good time, like, real pretty much. Like, oh, that's my name. And he was like, oh, he's calling, coming. So he's like, bring me on, I was like, stop. Why would it be insane?
I've been caught.
Yes, you have been. Wake up. It's all closed
down. Guys, can you please...
How about exposing your face?
Why are you picking on all the brown people? Why are you picking on all the brown people? Hold on, come here. Excuse me. See, I want to know, because I've been paid and I'm missing my paycheck. Do you know, Rob Buck, I want some money.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Completing.
This is part-time crisis actor and small-time YouTuber John Blythe. Seen here involved in a completely fake and totally staged arrest that was conducted for propaganda reasons by the Victorian State Police on behalf of the Victorian government at the Shrine of Remembrance on Saturday, the 5th of September, 2020. Notice here how the arrest suddenly stops so the camera can get a clear view of the police forcing a mask onto John's face. This moment is designed for maximum effect and maximum psychological impact for the viewing public. Of course, John knows exactly what is going on here. He also knows exactly where the camera is. However, John is not really an actor, and so he proceeds to put in a really piss poor performance.
Uganda, check out the death rate of the people in Uganda. They're all on that holocaust.
Of course, John knows that he will soon be released, and this is all just a big show for the camera.
Check out Uganda. He had four deaths, not more than a couple of weeks ago.
There have been wild scenes at anti-lockdown.
This is the end result of John's part in this deception, widely distributed mainstream globalist propaganda which will be seen around the world and is designed to condition your mind and instill fear in you so you are more likely to obey and not question authorities over the COVID-19 restrictions.
One by one, protesters were knocked to the ground and arrested. Dozens were taken away, each copping hefty $1,600 fines.
Police are bad enough, but they've got the riot squad who just run over people.
He was next.
Keep going.
Thousands of anti-lockdown activists gathered first at the Shrine of Remembrance, where the unmasked were forced to cover up.
It is not safe. It is not smart. It is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish.
So chow down on a protein fudge, take whatever injections are recommended in your sector, and prepare to enjoy the show!
It's a phony fake show. It's a phony fake show. Phony fake show. Ha ha ha. To make phony fake shows. Lights, camera, action, here we go. People are so fucking dumb. Dumber than dumb. As it skips along the yellow brick road.